Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Hebrews 11, familiar passage. This is the Hall of Faith. And we're going to pick it up in verse 24, which says this: "By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." I'm sure I've said this before on Let's Talk, but one of the best sermons I ever heard was around the Lion King, the movie The Lion King. And the preacher gave, as kind of the central illustration of his sermon, the example of Simba. So he thinks that he is responsible for his father's death, and he runs away. He runs away from his job, his birthright to be the next king. And he flees, and he goes, and he hangs out with his buddies, Timon and Pumbaa, who don't want to hurt anybody, don't want to be hurt by anybody. Just leave us alone and let us eat bugs and live in this paradise and be happy and free. And the point was, he wasn't hurting anyone. He wasn't causing anyone a problem. He just wanted to be left alone and to live his own life, to be his own man. But circumstances call him back to his responsibility as the king, to right wrongs, to step into great danger. And I think that's a perfect analogy for this passage here. I've been reading through Hebrews, and I got to this passage and talked about Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Okay, so he was raised in Pharaoh's household. And it says he chose rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to, you know, enjoy a royal lifestyle. Right? Than to just hang out with the family that he knows and the things he was comfortable with. But what does the word of God call that? The fleeting pleasures of sin. He may have not been hurting anyone. He may have been innocently living his life as another one of Pharaoh's sons in the palace. But the reality was, he was neglecting the role that God had called him to if he were to stay there. And Moses, by faith, it tells us here, stepped into the role that God had called him to. And obviously not a perfect story. He commits murder. He gets a lot of things wrong along the way. But, you know, nowhere in Scripture does it say that we need to get everything right along the way. We need to walk out in faith and trust God along the way. And that's exactly what Moses does. And rather than be another prince, he steps into the role that God had for him to be a leader of God's people out of captivity, and, you know, ultimately to write 5 books of the Bible, of the Old Testament, to be one of our great examples of faith that we can look to today. It says something interesting here. It says, he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt. Now, he wouldn't have known the name Jesus. So how is it that he is considering the reproach of Christ? Well, faith in God is faith in God. How are people saved in the Old Testament versus the New Testament? A relationship with God. Faith in God, which Moses walked out. The people of the Old Testament were looking ahead to the Messiah's coming. They found their faith there. So they were saved by Christ just as much as we are. The first 5 books of the Bible have passages of Scripture that are clearly pointing forward to a coming Messiah that is going to save God's people. And so Moses chose to walk the difficult road of relationship with God versus the fleeting pleasures of sin. But it also says something interesting after that. It says, he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Now, Paul probably did not write the book of Hebrews, but he did write many other books in the New Testament where he says he's pressing on to obtain the prize, the upward call of Christ Jesus, that there is a reward, that we are saying that the fleeting pleasures of sin, as it says in the book of Hebrews, are going to be so vastly outweighed by the reward of knowing and being known by God, of what we're going to experience in heaven one day, of the joys and the peace and the purpose and the abundant life that God has called us to today. That we're saying we don't just renounce everything, it's just that we find our hope, our joy, our purpose, our reward in God. One of my favorite passages in Scripture, Psalm 16:11. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now, we pursue a relationship with God for God's sake, and we get all that thrown in. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through the eyes of faith, my friend Devin calls faith God glasses. Through the eyes of faith, he saw that whatever Pharaoh could do, God could do greater. Jesus said in the Gospels, do not fear him who can merely kill the body. Fear him who, after he is killed, you can send you to hell to burn for all of eternity, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when we see things by faith, not what we can only see with our physical eyes, we see truth. We see reality. So the application for us is obvious today. There are plenty of fleeting pleasures of sin that we could give our time and our energy and our resources to on earth. And we might think we're not hurting anyone, but Scripture calls that sin. It says that you have made a created thing more important to you than the Creator. But when we set those aside and we look to the greater reward, we can walk the life of purpose that God has laid out for us to walk today. So Lord, help us to do just that, God, that we would, through time in your word, through time in prayer, through time in your presence, and time with other believers, perceive rightly that you are the greatest treasure. And show us the fleeting pleasures that we're giving our time, our resources, our focus to, so that we might walk the road that you have for us, which leads to the greatest blessing. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.